This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And today my very special guest is Lauren Magnuson, and she is the Director of Garden Relations. Did I get that right?
Operations.
Garden Operations at the Water Conservation Garden, the beautiful facility on the campus of Cuyamaca College in Rancho San Diego. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Miriam.
It is a pleasure. I always love visiting your gorgeous garden out there and hearing what's new. So about a year ago, or a little over a year ago, the garden was really facing some serious financial problems. There was concern it might even close down or go back to control, you know, by the college instead of the Joint Powers Association that the water districts run, because a couple of the water districts had their own financial troubles and were not able to support it financially. But I understand that you've got good news for us on that front. So tell us what happened, to what degree you've been able to turn around the finances and save the garden.
Well, yeah,
Hang on.
It's really a remarkable story.
Hang
It's
on.
kind of
I
like a
want to pause
phoenix.
this for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I've now silenced that phone, so we won't have any more interruptions, hopefully.
No problem.
Okay.
No, I was just saying it's kind of like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The garden, yeah, we had some troubles. Actually, it's close to 2 years ago. So it was back in January of 2024, and now we're in what, almost in May of 2026. But the garden has really done a huge turnaround. And I have to say, you know, the water districts that stuck with us, Helix Water District, Otay Water District, and Sweetwater Authority, and the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District, like those four really stuck with us to make sure that this was a community garden that's still here, that it's that learning laboratory where people can come and they can learn about water conservation and sustainability, and they can have their wellness classes, and they can walk their dogs and visit tortoises and come to free workshops. And you know, since then we've really buckled down with a small staff and an amazing kind of army of volunteers, as well as community partners that have helped us kind of rejuvenate the garden.
Very good. Well, that is just wonderful news. I hear that you are bringing back some of your education programs too. Tell us about that. What can people
Yes.
learn there?
We're really excited about that. We had to put our youth education programs on hold for a little while we rebuilt the garden. And we have a wonderful group of volunteers that have become our education team. And they work with Yaeli Gonzalez, who is our community programs coordinator, who brings all of the wonderful Free Fridays and the Spring Garden and Butterfly Festival and the Garden Goes Batty. And then, of course, the field trips. Like today, we had 100 students from Murdoch Elementary. And actually, I got to take that field trip, which was very reminiscent of my education manager days here at the Garden.
Have fun.
But it was really wonderful to have these volunteers that had previous experience step in. And they've also helped create videos for the field trips, which you can see on our website on the youth education page. And they wrote them, Jiley edited them, and they've just become an additional, like, technological supplemental part of the field trip to teach people about each exhibit. So it's really fantastic. So we're booked for the school year, but we'll open them back up in September as we're planning over the summer. So
That sounds amazing.
yeah.
I understand that you've also really done some expansions and new programs, new exhibits, all kinds of stuff. You've been going, you know, beyond water-wise into fire-wise landscaping, which is top of mind for everybody right now as we're going into those Zone Zero requirements. Tell us about some of the new stuff people can see when they come to the garden now that might not have been there 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, the Water Conservation Garden, you know, it's been here for almost 30 years and we're about 6 acres. And most people don't know we have almost 70 exhibits in the garden. And on our website, we highlight about 30 of them on our new updated exhibits webpage with an interactive map of the garden where you can click on different exhibits and learn a little bit about them. But we really have focused on quite a few that we know needed some love. And so our Firewise exhibit was one of them. And I think over the last few years, it's really become an important part of San Diego County is to learn how to landscape your garden appropriately, what plants to put in, to learn about the proper health of your plants and making sure that they are properly watered and so they're not dried and shriveled, but also hardscaping around your home. And everybody hears about zoning and things like that, but they don't really know where to go. So we're trying to take all of that information
Yeah,
and
that's
facilitate
great.
the garden. And we've met with CAL FIRE and San Miguel Fire and Rescue and the Resource Conservation District and the Fire Safe Council to make sure the information we're putting on our signage is for the community. So that one in itself has been a great upgrade. And then our partnership with the County of San Diego to create a rain barrel exhibit to teach people how to, create these at home, how to maintain them, and then also how to get them for free with the rebates. So
That is great. I mean, I know from personal experience in my old house, we made this really stupid mistake of we'd had a slope failure and we were looking for, well, we want plants that'll hold the slope and we want to
yeah.
find some native plants and things that are, that are water wise. And so we planted the whole slope and something or another. And then someone else came out and looked at it and said, "Don't you know the sap in that stuff explodes? It's really dangerous for fires."
Really?
It's like, why didn't somebody tell us this? So,
Right?
folks, save yourself that kind of mistake and go out and take a trip to the water conservation garden. And there really are things that are both water wise and fire safe to have around your, or fire resistant, I should say, to have around your house. Lauren, I know that you are also bringing back some of those fun and fabulous events that you've had through the years. For this, I should preface this by saying, I'm doing this interview with you on April 30th. This show will be airing May 1st, but it'll also probably be rerunning next week because I'm going on vacation. So for those of you that are hearing it before the weekend, tell us about the great big festival that you've got going on Saturday, May 2nd.
Yes, I think it's either the 29th or the 28th. We're not sure. We're trying to figure out, but it's the Spring Garden and Butterfly Festival. And it's a collaboration. So the Water Conservation Garden is on the land of Cuyamaca College, but we are our own entity, our own tax-exempt entity. So we are collaborating with Cuyamaca College and the Heritage of the Americas Museum that's behind us. And when we say collaborating, like we're really collaborating with Cuyamaca's open houses that day, learn about their classes
And the
that they're
Cuyamaca Music
running.
Festival that's
And the
also going
Cuyamaca,
on, which
yeah,
is
the
all the
Coyote Music
students, the
Festival.
Coyote Music
That's,
Festival, I'm sorry,
yeah.
featuring the Cuyamaca College students, which is awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And I think they have five or six bands that are local bands that'll be playing in our large amphitheater. There'll be 90 craft vendors. The
Cool.
horticulture department at Cuyamaca will be selling plants.
What are
They're
the
really
hours of
plant
the
sale.
festival?
The
The big
hours
one.
are 9 to 3 p.m. And then we'll have our butterfly releases and nonprofits. And I mean, the museum will have alpacas and face painting and, a dino
Yeah.
land and fossils. And so it's really a huge event in East County. We're looking forward to it.
And what's
It's
the
free.
website for the garden so people can go look it up and check out the schedule of when those butterflies are getting released and so forth?
Yeah, well, people can sign up. They're only $10 a piece, and you can release your own butterfly and
Oh,
you'll get
wow.
native milkweed seeds. So that's a fundraiser for the garden. We still have some butterflies available for them, but they can also purchase them at the event. But it's just thegarden.org. We got lucky back in the 90s and scored that web page. So
Fantastic. And the admission,
thegarden.org.
there's no admission fee for the event itself, we should mention. That's complimentary and open to the
And free
community.
parking.
Nice. What are some of the other events that you have coming up throughout the year, or I would say for the rest of this year and early next year?
Well, summer's coming up. I mean, every month we have the second Friday of every month is Free Friday. We have organizations that are there, activities for the kids. It's really exciting. Come buy a dollar popsicle, visit the tortoises, come in the butterfly pavilion. That's every month. The last Saturday of every month is Water District Wave-In Day. So if you're an Otay ratepayer or Helix or Sweetwater Authority, you can come, just bring your bill and you get in for free. Or if you're a Corrimaca or a Grossmont student, on those days you get in free. We do have Wags and Wine that we're bringing back in June and July. You
I'm
can see
in.
on the
Bring my
webpage.
dog.
Yeah, it's a fun evening event because we're dog friendly. So you can bring your dog and walk around the garden. For members of the garden, it's free. And then for people that aren't members, it's $10. But we're also bringing back our members only astronomy night in July. And
Ooh.
we're partnering with the Heritage Museum for that,
Very cool.
as well as Politics in Paradise, something that we hold with the East County Chamber. And then we
That's
have,
what we should say is all of the elected officials. It's not candidates running for stuff, but it's the people that already represent you, and you can come out and ask them questions and hear from them about all the important issues out here. So that's a
Yeah,
really, really
absolutely.
cool
So,
event.
yeah, Halloween is always good with the Garden Goes Batty. And then we started a new one last year, the Small Business Saturday Fair, right after Thanksgiving in the garden, where we have local businesses set up pop-ups and they sell their items to kind of get out after Thanksgiving and walk off all the turkey and the mashed potatoes. And it's a free day for the community.
Those
So,
gorgeous trails that wind all through
yeah.
the garden. And then what holiday events are there? Things around for
We're going to be doing kind of a holiday event. event on our free Friday in December. So you'll be able to come meet Mrs.
Sweet.
Claus and Santa on that free
How
day, maybe
fun.
take some pictures, do some crafts. So we'll open that up to the community.
Yeah, and then I know every March, my husband's personal favorite is tomato mania. Oh, you can find all
Yep.
kinds of heirloom tomato varieties, and it's just a great event.
Cherry tomatoes. I've got seven planted in my yard right now. They're doing okay.
I've got some that are, as tall as a house almost, so
Yeah,
they're great.
right.
I love
Nice.
them. What else, Lauren, would you like our audience to know about the Water Conservation Garden at Cuyamaca College?
I think for people to know that it's just a beautiful place to come and explore. With people don't realize that we do have a desert tortoise exhibit, and it's lovely. We have four desert tortoises, and they're great water ambassadors,
Oh my
especially
gosh.
with like our children's trail that you find where you can explore in this like
Nice.
touristic area. But also, like, we have a wonderful gift shop. We have a volunteer-run gift shop, and they make the majority of the items that are in that gift shop,
They're
as a
gorgeous.
volunteer group. And then we have the volunteer retail team that decorates and runs everything. So it's like there's always something at the garden for you to do. You'll always leave with something at the garden, whether an idea, a picture, an inspiration, but also weddings and birthday parties and celebrations of life and baby showers. It's like we're such a beautiful space, and you don't really have to bring a lot of decorations because we kind of do it for you.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
You have, gazebos and beautiful trails and flowering plants and,
Yeah.
stevia vines and just and garden vegetable gardens, everything in the world you could possibly want to see or know about gardening in Southern California, you can find it at the Water Conservation Garden.
It's a mini Disneyland in East County.
It pretty well is. Yeah, close to it. Topiaries even, the fun stuff.
Right.
Well, Lauren, I know you got a lot to do getting ready for the big festivities coming up, but I want to thank you for joining us. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Lauren Magnuson, who is the director of garden
Operations.
operations, at the Water Conservation Garden on the beautiful campus of Cuyamaca College in Rancho San Diego. That's in unincorporated El Cajon, right here in San Diego's East County. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you so much.